This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a new test will allow you to learn the gender of a fetus just days after conception. First to Lebanon, one of the world's sadder countries. A terrible civil war there killed 150,000 people. That war has been over for more than a decade. Memories linger, but for some Lebanese, those memories are not present enough. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Most countries go to great lengths to commemorate their wars, to etch them onto the national memory, but the Lebanese are desperately trying to forget their war. It's not taught in school nor memorialized in a museum.
It's our childhood. It's an entire childhood. We lived in the war. We hate to talk about it. We hate to remember it.
That's Shizan Hosari, laughing nervously when asked to talk about the thing no one talks about. For years after the war ended in 1990, there was no need to talk about it. The war made its presence felt every time you stepped onto the streets of Beirut. Some buildings pockmarked with bullet holes, others so heavily damaged only shells remain. But that's changing, and changing at a phenomenal pace. A multi-billion-dollar effort to rebuild downtown Beirut is nearly complete. There are new apartment buildings, hotels, restaurants, and no fewer than 9 Starbucks, a sure sign that peace has arrived.
This area witnessed some of the fiercest battles during the war.
That's Marwan Crady, now a professor at American University. He lived through the Civil War. As we ate goat cheese salads and sipped Perrier at Beirut's new Virgin Megastore Cafe, Crady marveled at the surreal nature of it all. Not that long ago, this area straddled the Green Line, a no-man's zone that separated Beirut's warring militias.
There'll be 20 combatants on one side, 20 on the other, and they will be fighting for 2 weeks nonstop.
So we would not be sitting on this rooftop.
Absolutely
15
not. This would be asking for instant death.
Crady would like to see a museum dedicated to the war, but concedes that's unlikely, given the fact that no one here can agree on who won, who lost, or even how the war started. No, if you want to find a war memorial, you need to hop in a cab for 10 minutes and head to Beirut's thriving nightclub district.
So this is 1975, the bar, not the year. There's a group of young people, all in their early 20s, and they're sitting on leather-covered sandbags, smoking cigarettes and drinking beer. And on the wall are signs that warn about landmines. There are bullet holes in the wall. Essentially, it's designed to resemble a bunker, an air shelter.
It's about what we had. It's not about what we will have.
That's Sharbel Nahed, the bartender at 1975, named after the year the Lebanese Civil War started. He's wearing camouflage fatigues and mixing drinks with names like the Green Line and the 1975 Special. The booze, he says, is real, but not the bombs or the bullet holes or the AK-47s. Nevertheless, some customers have walked out of the bar in disgust. Mahmoud Ferris says he understands why.
Maybe someone came here and maybe he lost his brother or father or something like this in war or something. It will remind him and it will change his day actually from going out for a bar to have fun and laugh and so to remind him with a bad memory or something.
Lebanon is not the only country to have a bar dedicated to a war. In Vietnam, there's a bar called Apocalypse Now, but somehow it seems especially appropriate here in Beirut, a city where wars and bars have always existed side by side. Lena Sadi is NPR's interpreter in Lebanon. She remembers clubbing during the height of the war.
We'd say, okay, bye, we're going. We'd open the door, and outside, all hell was broken loose. But inside, it was like an oasis.
This bar, 1975, is a kind of mirror image of that. Outside it is peaceful, inside there is war, or at least the trappings of war. The bar's staff is both Muslim and Christian, unusual in Lebanon where sectarianism remains a curse. But the bar's management insists they are here to make a profit, not a statement. Again, bartender Sharbel Nahed.
It's just a bar, man. It was a reality.
And now?
Just a bar, just to forget.
The recent violence in Lebanon, assassinations and car bombs, has some Lebanese worried that their country might be slipping back towards civil war. But most say that is impossible. The memories are simply too raw. The question is whether those memories will be passed on to a new generation, and 1975 will remain just a bar. Eric Weiner, NPR News.